Weddings are supposed to be happy family celebrations, but in Lahore, Pakistan, a woman's decision to marry the man she loved was greeted with anger, not joy. Farzana Paveen's family was so outraged with her marriage that they attacked her and stoned her to death outside the city's high court earlier this week. Shama Sadat's a food writer who was born in Lahore but now calls Toronto home. She joins me now with her thoughts about this murder and the larger implications for her country of birth. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
What did you think when you first heard about what happened?
I was extremely distressed, as was my husband. We were particularly upset because these sort of things happen frequently, unfortunately, in Pakistan. They occur in rural areas. They may occur in tribal areas where there's lawlessness. But this actually happened in the city of my birth. This happened in an urban area. And that's what I think was very shocking, because when it happens in your neck of the woods, it hits you harder.
Mm-hmm. It happened in an urban area in broad daylight on the steps of the city's court, even. What did you make of the fact that no one seemed to have intervened?
Maybe I'm not being harsh enough, but I have two theories. One is that I think that people may be afraid of any repercussions, that if they tried to intervene, then, you know, they would get beaten up themselves or maybe even killed. And secondly, I mean, I think that it's dehumanization. I think that that's what's actually happened. And also people see these things so frequently that in a way they just develop this thick skin and they just let these things happen.
Do you think that some people may have agreed with what the family did?
I think that there are people who are looking upon this as an honor killing. And if you are, then I think that you would agree with something like this if you're not condemning this as a murder case.
What do you think it does to people's perception of Pakistan?
I think it's horrible for the perception of Pakistan. And that's why I try to be an ambassador of my country. I write this food blog called The Spice Spoon about the great things about Pakistan, about visiting my grandparents' home in the summer and all the other wonderful things such as hospitality, which I think Pakistanis are known for. But then when something like this happens, it becomes extremely difficult to sort of say, well, we have these beautiful mango trees and we're very hospitable people, and yet something like this happens. It's very tricky.
Mm-hmm. And do you find yourself when you're in conversation with people in Toronto that you almost have to defend your homeland?
I have to say that I find Torontonians are very curious. I feel that at least the people that I meet and the people that I know, they ask questions. It's not an accusation. But of course, I myself feel defensive. I feel that I'm saying all these wonderful things about my country, and they know what the real truth is.
Mm. Do people also ask you, were you forced to marry your husband? Was this an arranged marriage? What was your personal story?
People ask me all the time if my marriage was arranged, because my husband is Pakistani. But we met in Pakistan when he was living in Calgary and I was working at the UN in Rome. And we just clicked because we had similar backgrounds. But I was free to marry an Italian if I wanted. My family is very liberal.
Mm. So when you hear this even too, where she really wanted to marry the man she loved, you know, that must break your heart. On
it
top
does,
of everything
especially
else.
As a woman, I feel it even more.
Yeah. And so what type of response would you like to see to this from not only people in Pakistan, but here in the West?
I think that what one wants to really see is a response in Pakistan. We want the authorities to do something about this. Now, whether they're actually going to make an example of this man who has murdered his daughter, that remains to be seen. But something has to be done within the country. I think that we can talk about it till the cows come home. But it really has to be a revolution which has to take place within Pakistan.
And why do you think that conversation's not happening?
I think that conversation is happening. I think it's happening among the educated class. But it has to happen within the political circles. It has to happen within the legal circles. And something actually has to be done rather than just having a drawing room conversation over a cocktail.
Mm. Well, Shama, thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Shama Sadat writes a blog called The Spice Spoon. She was born in Lahore, Pakistan, and she now lives in Toronto.